is Global 24 Radio, broadcasting on WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. You are tuned to 93.95 kilohertz in the 31 meter band. Visit global24radio.com for more information.
Burkina Faso's president, who ruled the West African country for more than 27 years, has resigned following mass protests. Chinese investigators have confirmed the seizure of $33 million worth of cash at an official's home as part of an anti-corruption crackdown. Plans by American states to quarantine health workers who have cared for Ebola patients have faced stiff criticism from the United Nations. Democracy Now.
We have a history of fighting the environmental injustice of Chevron. For decades going back, community activists have battled Chevron. And in recent years, in the recent 10 years, an alliance called the Richmond Progressive Alliance has battled Chevron and battled them on the electoral field, with Chevron spending millions of dollars to defeat corrupt progressive candidates who want a clean city and to support Chevron-friendly candidates. So we've been in this David versus Goliath fight for a long time.
2 years after a massive fire at a Chevron refinery plant in Richmond, California, the oil giant spending $3 million to oust a slate of city officials who pushed to hold the company accountable. The Chevron trying to buy the city government? We'll speak with outgoing Green Party Mayor Gail McLaughlin, who's now running for city council. And we'll go across the country to speak to another Green Party candidate, Howie Hawkins, who's challenging New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo.
I'm running for governor to go to work for the 9.5% of us, the working class and middle class people, who are overtaxed, underserved, and underpaid under a government that's been bought by the richest 1%. We get big campaign contributions.